Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us here. And if you were listening in the last half hour, I was actually filling in on the previous program for Pastor John Lutz and for the Cause of Christ, which is on every Friday before us from 1 o'clock until 1:30. And then... of course, we're followed here at 2 o'clock by Pastor Andy Rusnacko of the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, so you can stay tuned for that as well. Always a good, challenging message there. I always learn something listening to that as I'm heading home from the station here, but it's good to be with you today, and again, let's open our program in a word of prayer, and we'll get going in a few things here this afternoon I got to talk about. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for bringing us the opportunity to be on the air once more. Pray that you'd use the program today to be a blessing, to be a help, to be an encouragement to somebody today, and also that we might be able to point people to Christ through the things that we talk about, that they might be saved. Thank you again. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to mention real quick before we get into some things that we are a live program. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word and you want to give us a call with that, you can call right now, toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the program here today with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Always like to remind you to check out our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can find out more about me. You can listen to past programs, various audio clips that we have there and some other materials. And you can also link to our website for our church at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And we certainly invite you to visit us if you're looking for a church and you're looking for a church where you can learn about the Bible and get your questions answered. And hopefully we would be the church for you. And you can even visit us tonight. We have a Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's an informal Bible study. And more information about that will be given at the end of the program. But we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. That's Northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. It's exactly where we're at. And we'd love to have you visit us there. And, of course, I want to mention, too, we're brought to you by not only the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, but East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road. And you can call for pickup or delivery, 216-341-9100. If you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, why don't you give them a call at 216-341-9100 and ask for Gus. He can help you get started in your own pizza business if you'd like to do that as well. Well, I want to mention a couple of things here as we get into the program. And again, check out our website, livewithpastoral.com. You can find us on Facebook as well, Live with Pastor Al. And like us on Facebook, follow us there. Try to put up some various items on there from time to time. And dealing with things we talk about on the programs, as well as just other things that I find interesting. And also, you can find at our website, livewithpastoral.com, as I said, our previous programs, not only our Friday afternoon programs, but our Sunday night programs. We're on from 11 o'clock until midnight every Sunday night, hour-long program, live questions and answers, just like on Friday here. So encourage you to check us out there. But what I wanted to share here before I get into the other topic that I wanted is probably one of the most remarkable things that I have seen. And some of you know that I've got a background in biology as well as natural resource management and the military. I was in the United States Air Force. But so I got kind of an eclectic background, but I still like to follow a lot of stuff that's happening in the world of biology. And just an absolutely fascinating story that I saw. It's when you look at when life develops, and this gets controversial, and I don't know why, because from a biological standpoint, a new life occurs at the moment of conception. There's just no way around that. The people who want abortion, they try to dehumanize, delegitimize that new life in any way they can, trying to say that it's somehow not a distinct human life. And at the moment of conception, when the DNA from the father's sperm and the DNA from the mother's egg combine, you have a unique living human being. It's just at a very early stage of development. And as anybody that's ever watched a child grow up, you know that human beings go through incredible changes during the course of their life. Not maybe not as wild a change as you might think if you think about a caterpillar turning into a butterfly or something, but we go through amazing changes from birth through infancy and then childhood and then into our teen years and then young adults and then middle age and then as we age and become elderly, we go through a whole slew of changes. And to single out one part and say, well, they're not really human, they're not really alive, that's just plain nonsense. From a biological standpoint, human life begins at the moment of conception. It's a unique human being. It's not a guppy, it's not a puppy, it's a human being. And its DNA is distinctly different from the mother, it's distinctly different from the father. And people say, oh, but you're telling a woman she doesn't have the power to do what she wants with her own body. Well, she can do what she wants with her own body, but that new life inside of her is not her body. It's a distinctly different body that she is currently nurturing in a very special way, the way that God created her to nurture that. And the Bible is very clear about this idea of human life beginning at conception in Psalm 139, where the Bible says, starting verse 13, "For thou hast possessed me, possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect." That's before you had arms. That's before you had legs. That's before you had eyes. That's when you were a new human being, a new embryo, a fertilized cell, egg cell that has become a new human life. And he said, "Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, hadn't developed yet. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them." And that's that DNA is the book in which all of that was written, in the description about how you would develop, whether you would be male or female, whether you'd have black hair, brown hair, red hair, or some other variation there, whether you'd have yellow eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, brown eyes, hazel eyes, all kinds of things were determined right there with your DNA. Now, amazing things happen at the moment of conception, and one thing that we've known for some time that happens is instantly the egg cell surface hardens so that no other sperm cell can penetrate the egg, the outer layer of the egg after the initial one gets into the egg. And that we know, and that is to prevent other complications that could arise from that. But this is what's absolutely amazing, is that they found a phenomena that occurs, and they've now actually been able to image this phenomena. And what happens is that there's a flash of light, that sparks, basically, that are given off at the very moment of conception. This is just absolutely incredible. When you think about this, they've imaged this where this flash of light radiates across the entire surface of the egg cell. And they were able to observe this in some other animals. They had imaged it in with mice, for instance, and all. But they've now finally been able to do some studies with human beings. And without getting into all the studies, it's basically what happens is the egg cell manages to basically store up a bunch of zinc atoms inside certain receptors in the egg cell. And basically, there's some 8,000 receptors or compartments, and each one of them contains around 1 million zinc atoms. And at the moment of conception, what happens is that this flash of light from these zinc atoms being radiated out like sparks occurs. And this actually has some, for lack of a better term, sparking or fireworks that occurs for up to about 2 hours after fertilization. And it's amazing as these things radiate out just like a fireworks burst. And so we think about that. Remember, God said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. This is amazing how you can look at these things and these things that take place and this flash of light. Another thing that's interesting is the healthier the egg cell is, the brighter the flash is. They've been able to determine that. A number of cells in some of the studies that they've done with different animals and things have suggested that the egg cells that don't have much of a flash are not as strong and in many cases are not viable. But the brighter flashes, of course, come from the healthier egg cells. So I just thought, you know, bear with me. There's the biology geek in me, I guess, coming out. But this is just incredibly amazing thing. And if you go online, you can probably find some imagery of this. And there's a number of sites that are you can just Google, I guess, flash of light at conception or something like that, I think is what I Googled to get a couple of things, but absolutely amazing. I'm just fascinated by that. Blows me away. But we don't have to talk about that the rest of the program. In fact, there are some other things that I wanted to get into with the rest of the program too. In addition to that, the various things that we've been talking about, things happening in the world around us. But again, like I said, we are a live program, and if you've got a question or about the Bible or a comment about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, let me give that phone number out again, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We still got about half the program to go here and plenty of time to get you on the air here if you've got a question. Like I said, a question about current events or the Bible. Current events in light of God's Word, I should say. And we can talk about what I was talking about there a few minutes ago about being fearfully and wonderfully made, or talk about some other things, things happening in the world today. What to talk about? There's a case right now in the military where kind of looking at a couple of things I wanted to bring up here. The military's highest court, the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces, has been hearing oral arguments yesterday, I believe, or no, I'm sorry, it was Wednesday, in a case that is going to directly impact religious liberty for military service members. And again, I can identify with this, having been in the military. I remember one time that we were passing out some tracts from the church. I was involved in a missions work off base when I was stationed in England during the 1980s, and we were passing out tracts, and we had some of the tracts with us on base, and myself and some of the people left some of the Bible tracts in the restrooms on base and in the dorm where I was living at the time, and we had one individual in particular that took offense at it. And it took offense that somebody suggested that not everybody is going to heaven and that you must be born again. You know, th- things, just basic Bible truths, and a simple plan of salvation. And a complaint was made. I remember having to answer some questions about putting these Bible tracts out because somebody was upset by it. And this kind of stuff's been going on periodically. But in this particular case, Marine Lance Corporal Monica Sterling was actually convicted in a court-martial for disobeying an order from her CO, her commanding officer, to take down three Bible passages that she had posted around her workplace. Now, I don't know exactly the entire situation here and what her workplace looked like, but I remember when I was in the Air Force, I had a desk, and I had a basket where I had stuff that was deposited into it that I had to process, and I had the materials that I had to put together, and so I had a worktop or a workspace. I had my desk, I had my typewriter, I had my materials that I had to process, and I had things that I had to put together for different people and send here and send there, and I had another room where I had to go, where I had some other stuff that I had to take care of. And on my desk in particular, since it was my personal spot that I sat at, I had one of those plastic things under the on the desktop, a clear plastic desk protector, I guess you would call it, and I would put some things underneath it. And I remember my supervisor, her desk across the room from where I sat, she had she was saved as well, and I remember she had some Bible verses, and she had some little things like, remember Jesus loves you or something like that, sitting on her desk and things of that nature. And it wasn't an uncommon thing for the place where I worked for Christians to have some Bible verses and some encouraging little things around on their personal desks. And likewise, other people who weren't Christians, they had things, supporting their favorite sports team or just different things, cartoons that they found interesting, they'd put underneath the desk surface there. And so this is not an uncommon practice. Well, Marine Lance Corporal Monica Sterling had three Bible passages posted around her workplace. And I guess these, they were like little signs pointed in 28-point font on strips of paper. And one of them had a personalization of Isaiah 54:17, and she had wrote on there, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." And I would think for somebody in the military, that would be an encouraging thing to have in their workspace. Well, her superior officer ordered her to take that down, and I guess she had refused. So she was found guilty in a court-martial, sentenced to demotion in rank. She was demoted to private, and she was given a bad conduct discharge from the Marine Corps. Now, the Marine Corps didn't have to give her a bad conduct discharge. They could have conceivably given her a general a discharge or something like that. But in this particular case here, that's what they gave her. And so she, I guess, appealed. The Navy Marine Corps Court of Criminal Appeals reviewed the case, and they upheld the conviction, ruling that the order was lawful because, quote, "other service members come to the accused workspace for assistance, at which time they could have seen the signs." My, the idea that a grown Marine would quake at the sight of a Bible verse that says, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." These are people who are supposed to be trained to stand in the face of an enemy that's trying to kill them, and they're just gonna fall to pieces if they see something that reminds them that maybe God might be on their side or available to help them or just a prayer away. But they're just gonna wilt and fold because they saw something that indicated there was a God that might love them and might want to protect them. The same people, men and women, that were supposedly training to be able to stand in the face of enemy fire, enemy attacks. Doesn't make sense, does it? Well, at any rate, the Marine Corps Court of Criminal Appeals reviewed the case, and they upheld the conviction because, Marines are so sensitive. I know if there's Marines out there listening, you're either laughing or crying over this, the idea that Marines are so sensitive, just so sensitive. They just can't hardly take looking at this. I know in the Air Force, we were tougher than that. We were able to handle seeing things. And guess what? I even observed things as a saved member of the Air Force, in the Air Force, that reflected people's atheist or secular views. And you know what? I didn't wilt. I didn't fall to pieces. In some cases, I was able to have a conversation with that person. Well, at any rate, getting back to this case here, panel of five civilian judges here with the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. It's reviewing this case now. They agreed last October to review the case on the basis of two key issues. The first issue was Sterling's conduct in displaying the signs in her shared workspace, and is that a protected exercise of religion as defined under Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act? And number two, did her superior, my mistake here, her superior is a non-commissioned officer, not a commissioned officer. I thought it was a commissioned officer. Did her superior non-commissioned officer have a valid military purpose for ordering her to remove the signs? So that was the two questions. Was her conduct permitted under the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act as a freedom of religion, exercise of religion, or did her superior have a valid military purpose for ordering her to remove the signs? Paul D. Clement, a former U.S. Solicitor General, argued and won the Hobby Lobby case before the U.S. Supreme Court. He argued on Sterling's behalf. A number of other people who weighed in on Sterling's behalf. And I run out of time here. I want to get down to the thing here. The court is trying to sort out the line between the exercise, a free exercise of religion on behalf of a military member versus when does it impact negatively, I guess you could say, the performance of the military. If the court determines that Sterling's actions constituted a valid exercise of religion, then the government is going to have to then demonstrate it as a compelling interest in ordering her to take the signs down and that it used the least restrictive means to further that interest. So pray for former Lance Corporal Sterling in her appeal, and pray that that the truth will come through on this. She's got several national leaders filing briefs in her support, including 43 members of Congress, a coalition of religious leaders, and 9 retired generals. So hopefully she'll be victorious in this. You're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and we have Claudia calling in. Claudia, we've got just a couple of minutes in the program.
Yes,
welcome
sir.
To the program.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I just want to thank you for your service and your service to our Father God.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, how you feel about when God found only Noah and his family righteous and he got rid of everyone else? Do you think that there is any, even one righteous at this time?
Well, the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Our
That's
righteousness
correct.
Is as filthy rags.
So
the only
pray.
Righteousness that we have is when we trust Christ as our Savior, and we receive his righteousness, a robe of righteousness that's put on him. And what's interesting with Noah and his family, there were obviously other believers, but they died prior to the flood. Noah's father, his grandfather, remember Methuselah, different ones there. But Noah and his family, really interestingly enough, and this might be something to explore at a later date, they were the only righteous people that survived up until the time of the flood. And I know some people have speculated that the wicked people in the world really made war against them and tried to kill them off, all of them, before the flood, because some of them, no doubt, helped Noah and his family building the ark. And read the generations there and look at Methuselah. He died the year the flood occurred. And
but did God say that he wouldn't bring a flood until...
Right, until Methuselah passed away.
Until he passed.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I want to thank you for the call.
Sir.
I just got seconds left. So thank you so much for calling, and I want to thank our listeners. And again, join us next week if you can make it. Sunday night, we'll be on as well. And God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.